We're joined by Lyle Gramley, who is a consulting economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association. Mr. Gramley was on the Federal Reserve Board from 1980 to 1985, joining in 1980 right in the middle of an economic downturn. Mr. Gramley, we understand that the dip that employment figures took is as steep as anything that has happened in this country in the last 20 years.
That's correct.
You have to go all the way back to 1980 to find something so serious.
Right.
What does that mean to you? Does that make you think we might be headed for a recession of the sort we saw in 1980?
Well, I think it's a different kind of recession, but I don't have much doubt in my mind that we now are in recession. We were looking at a very weak economy before the September 11 attack, and the attacks have had negative effects of a variety of different kinds on consumer and business spending. And so there's not much doubt, I think, that our economy is now headed into recession. The cause is quite different. In 1980, the main reason for the recession was first very, very tight monetary policies being pursued by the Federal Reserve to bring down inflation, and then the imposition of credit controls by President Carter, which led consumers to cut up their credit cards and stop spending in the second quarter.
So this is not a mirror image by any means of that situation.
No, not at all. The causes are quite different. Moreover, this recession is unlike others in one very important respect, and that is that both monetary and fiscal policies at the onset of recession are both strongly stimulative. And that offers reasonable hope, certainly no assurance, but reasonable hope that this recession will be relatively mild, both in terms of depth and duration.
It's also true, isn't it, that unemployment levels, while they are higher than they've been for a while, are nowhere near as high as they were in 1980.
Oh, that's certainly true. Indeed, we're nowhere near the peaks of even the recession of 1991, to say nothing of the peaks that we achieved in the recession of 1981-82. When unemployment went up as high as 10.75%.
So, Mr. Gramley, if you were sitting on the Federal Reserve Board this year, as you were in 1980, would you be feeling a little bit better about things than you did then?
Well, certainly, from the standpoint of our inflation rate, we are in much better shape than we were then. We also have a long-term trend rate of growth of productivity that's better than it was in the early 1980s. But we do have a short-range problem. The Federal Reserve has been addressing it, and I think we will see the Federal Reserve continue to lower short-term interest rates.
They can't go much lower than they are now.
Well, there's no bottom necessary bottom below zero, but I don't think they'll have to go too much further. I think if my expectations are correct and the Federal Reserve lowers its key federal funds rate to 2% and we get the kind of fiscal stimulus that everybody anticipates, that will be enough to turn this economy around unless consumers go to bed and pull up the covers over their head and hide. And what we know about consumer behavior so far suggests that that's not the way they're going to behave. It's really quite amazing the response of consumers to the strong incentives in the auto market. Auto sales in the month of October have equaled an all-time high record level set in September of 1986. So consumers are responding to economic stimuli in a more or less normal way.
Thanks very much, Mr. Gramley.
You're very welcome. Nice to talk with you.
Lyle Gramley is a consulting economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association. He served on the Federal Reserve Board from 1980 to 1985.